1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
Ben and Vince. Welcome to the Ben and Vince Show. This is the porn cast, as Eric Heisen would call it. I'm Vince Agard, here with speaking for Ben Strauss. Ben Strauss is also here. Say hello.
I'm here. I don't know we're on air already.
Yeah, that was officially the worst opening ever.
I know, that was entirely my fault.
I couldn't come up with anything. Like, I mean, you know, I'm not, I didn't go to the Columbia School of Broadcasting, so I don't know how to begin a radio show.
Who did go to the Columbia School of Broadcasting?
Everybody went to the Columbia School of Broadcasting, either Columbia or Connecticut, which is confusing, awesome. Because they both call CSB. Oh, and you know what? Yeah. Talk about comics. That's what we usually talk about.
That's actually true. Hey, before we do that, I got a pretty good pun that I told George already.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right, George, you're getting a mention in the first official.
Okay.
It's your porn cat.
All right.
Okay, so here we go. It's, what did Austin Powers say to former President Rutherford?
O.B. Hayes?
Damn it, how did you get that?
I know the names of presidents, Ben.
What?
I know the names of presidents, or at least some of them.
Apparently George doesn't. Yeah, that's right, George. You got mentioned and then insulted already in the first official obscure porn cast.
You want to insult Eric Heisen?
I mean, go ahead. You pretty much already did.
Because, you know, it's like we're insulting our boss, except, you know, he's not actually paying us.
Also, well, this might be just typical of a boss, but, you know, I've actually put more work into this website than he has.
Yeah, you wrote a lot of stuff and whatnot. He wrote one.
About 2.5 stuffs.
Yeah. He wrote about frivolous lawsuits.
Yeah.
They're ruining this country.
I know. Talk to John Edwards. Wait, I'm pretty sure I made that. referenced wrongly about 20 times by now.
Wait.
That's actually the opposite.
What's the... Wait, John Edwards should talk to me?
John Edwards... You shouldn't talk to John... You should criticize John Edwards about that.
Is he suing people frivolously?
I hope I'm not just making this all up.
Isn't he crossing over?
Railroad crossing?
Oh, God. That'll be our February 1st podcast.
Oh, goddammit. How long have we been doing this?
So far, about half a time. That's what I'm planning for. Oh, what the fuck?
Are we out of time?
Yeah, we're out of time.
Well, that's all for today, folks.
We'll be back after this music or something. If you can still hear us, we're in a sandstorm. So we'll be right back.
I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations. 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 Good
smile, I know she must be kind.
Yeah, hello.
And welcome back. Because we're back.
We're back, yes. Yeah. Back and better than ever.
Yes.
I mean, better than last
back
time.
For our next 10-minute segment.
Last time, it was only about 4 minutes.
Yeah, this time we start from the beginning, and it's actually going for 10 minutes.
Yeah, it'll be about 2.5 times as long. And hopefully 2.5 times as good.
Yeah.
So, we're about to talk about comics, really.
Let's talk about John Edwards some more.
Okay.
He's like a fake psychic, and he ran for president?
No, that's John Edward.
Oh, okay.
The fake psychic guy.
Is he like Larry Michael?
I don't know who that is.
He's the voice of Redskins.com TV.
Yeah, how is he like Larry Michael, actually, then?
Because they both have last names that are the first name of a person that usually have an S on them that don't actually have an S on them.
You mean when they're used as a last name?
But usually they have an S on them when they're used as a last name.
Yeah.
They do not have an S on them.
When used as a first name.
Right. But like usually you would think his name was like John Edwards or Larry Michaels.
Yeah.
But they're not.
And there is a John Edwards, but that's a different person.
Okay. Glad we got that straight now.
Is there Larry Michaels? Larry Michaels, if you're out there... call in.
Call the quest line.
Yeah, we got operators standing by.
It's really too bad that we can't have a live show because, you know, since this is pre-recorded, nobody can call in.
I thought this was live.
Ben, nobody's listening right now. I mean, nobody will listen once we record this, but
nobody's listening
now, that's the point.
Well, okay.
Are you planning to download this to your iPod?
I don't even have an iPod.
What?
Did you hear that? I just dropped something.
You dropped something.
Yeah, you have an iPod. On the back of it, it says, Vince Edgard, take it easy. Isn't that right?
That's true. That is true.
I don't really approve of that message. Well, I'm Ben Stockton. Didn't approve this message.
Okay.
What was that, Vince?
That was me going.
Oh, I thought it was like an alien abduction or something.
Well, no, I guess NASCAR. Jeff Gordon is really good.
Yeah, I'm pretty aware of your position on Jeff Gordon by this point.
And hopefully, all the viewers over the course of this podcast viewers, will also go away. Everyone, viewers, breaking... I'm talking to you. Jeff Gordon is really good. I mean, listeners, you guys are listening. Not watching.
So, you better give some support for your position because I'm not gonna just believe you.
Okay. I will give some support. How about that? I will.
All right.
I will. Okay. Here's some support. Are you ready? Because I'm gonna support it. I'm gonna start supporting it right now.
Yeah. Okay. Go.
Okay. There are 19 races this year so far.
Yeah.
And he finished in the top 10 in 17 of them.
That's a pretty high percentage.
That's a pretty high percentage.
What about those other two? What happened?
He crashed, I think. One of them crashed, and the other one, he probably also crashed.
It's a pretty sad sport where crashing about, 10% of the time, like demolishing your equipment 10% of the time is still considered good.
Ben, if you ain't first, you're last.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. You could be second, you could be third, you could be fourth, you could even be fifth. Yeah, that was our little reenactment of a movie. I'm not going to tell you which movie. I should really stop dropping things.
Dropping Things movie?
No, that was a different movie.
Who was in that?
Kevin Bacon. No, I'm sorry. It was an all-Chinese cast plus Steve Martin.
That's pretty fun. You know there's an election in Japan?
You mean right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bet it was. There was like hundreds of Japanese people sitting in a room counting ballots.
They don't. This is the country that like does everything electronically, and yet.
Well, I think they're smart enough to realize that if they did it electronically, somebody could rig it.
Yeah, just like what happened in the U.S. Oh, that was old political humor there. Don't send me a death threat.
You can start writing, non sequitur or something.
And we've come to the comics.
It's always going to come back to the comics.
Yeah.
You might as well just call it, the comics hour.
It's not an hour.
like News Hour with Jim Lehrer.
Lehrer, Vince, Lehrer.
It's the Comics Hour with Ben and Vince.
Lehrer. Jim Lehrer had a partner too, but he quit. It used to be the McNeil Lehrer Report. Now it's just the News Hour.
Watch that.
I don't know. People.
That
I mean,
it's really boring. I almost fell asleep just hearing that title.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what it was called. I don't know why that guy retired or died or something. I don't think he's dead.
What?
But,
All right, what was his name? McNeil?
I don't know. I don't remember his first name. I could look it up.
All right, no, don't do that.
I mean, I have the internet in my fingertips.
Listen, McNeil, if you're listening... call the request line.
Vince, I thought you explained to yourself and me that this isn't live and nobody
call
can call.
Call the request line!
We can have a retroactive call the request line.
So I think we've established that the only way that we're going to incorporate other people into this is to have guests.
You mean no call the request line?
I mean, we can just have... guests come on the show.
Yeah, sure, guests.
Yes.
Like, Snoopy.
Snoopy doesn't talk.
He wouldn't contribute much, really.
I mean, you can't hear thought bubbles over the radio.
Apparently, every person in the comics can hear thought bubbles from animals. Because I mean, it always works that way.
Comics are a weird place to live.
I wouldn't want to live in one. Get Fuzzy would be a pretty cool place to live. Maybe to visit. It'd be a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there.
Doesn't...
What?
I guess. I mean, Get Fuzzy isn't really that much different from the real world.
I mean, like his apartment.
Oh, well, you wouldn't want to live with him.
Yeah, I mean, turns out Bucky's just, you know, an asshole.
Yeah, and, like...
I think you might have to bleep that in post-production.
Wait, was the FCC gonna fine us? Come on. This is the internet.
Anything goes on the internet. What was that song? Anything goes in a place like this.
What?
That represents, like, the entire sum total of my knowledge of songs, but...
What was the song you were talking about? I didn't hear you.
Anything goes in a place like this.
Never heard of that song.
I feel like I heard it in my orthodontist's office or something.
Here,
I mean, I don't know if that's a name. It's just
I do know that you can... If you walk down the right back alley in Sin City, you can find anything.
Yeah, I know that you know that.
Yeah, alright, that's good, because, you know, get used to it. You can't do a goddamn thing to me hard again.
Oh, here we go. For all you listeners out there, Vince has seen Sin City about 8,000 times. And now that he owns it, that will quickly double in about 5 hours.
Might I remind you, Mr. Schlub, that Jaguar that you so pinheadedly covet remains the property of the son of Senator Rourke. The mere scratch thereupon and the consequences of such of which I so recently made mention shall surely be athwart us.
All right, and with that, we'll cut to commercial.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I mean, no, actually, commercials. I mean, you want to record some fake commercials?
It's possible. Wait, is this still recording?
Oh no, we're out of time!
I gotta stop doing that.
That's it for us. See you next week, folks!